a national bank. Hans banks are there. And you know, they have just renovated downtown Huntsville. It's just undergone a, was on the, what was the program called? The municipal, what is it? It was a municipal, it's urban development or some such program that was, became very popular a few years ago in Huntsville, and they just redone the entire downtown area. It's really, really pretty now. They have restored a lot of the older buildings. A lot of the law firms have taken over the old department stores. Mm-hmm. And you don't find, you find very, very, well, you find maybe at the most 5 stores to shop in downtown Huntsville. There are none. They have all gone to the parkway. We have a strip in Huntsville that runs north and south. Goes on up into Tennessee. It's just a parkway. We call it the parkway. And it is just, it's like a, it's a strip where everything is located. All the shopping centers, the malls, eating places, restaurants, just everything in Huntsville that you could need to find would be found on that strip. Mm-hmm. And downtown Huntsville has been mainly renovated. The banks are downtown. Mm-hmm. The larger banks, the older banks are downtown. And a lot, most of the law firms, the larger firms,
but the stores are
downtown. But the stores have gone. The law firms have renovated the stores and taken over that. And you have a few businesses that are still downtown. People that, you know, started there and are still there. And of course, we have a courthouse right in the center and everything centers around our courthouse.
Does the courthouse have an area around it?
Yes, it, well, the courthouse sits right in the middle of the square. Mm-hmm. And we have the large bank on one side, and then there's the eating places, and there's just a few really eating places, but then the law firms and such are all surrounding that area, which is, I'm sure, the reason the law firms have all chosen to go downtown. But the courthouse, unfortunately, was destroyed, the original one, a few years ago, I'd say maybe 10 years ago. And
a
contemporary,
fire?
No, it's just in the plan for the renovation and the, all that. It's really sad, but the courthouse and the whole city of Huntsville sits on a body of water. It's just right over a body of water, and the particular courthouse is resting on a cave. And there was, they were having some leakage or drainage or some such problem there. And as a result, they...
What is the body of water that's...
You know, it's right over... Is it Tennessee River, I'm sure. Oh, it's, mm-hmm. You know, what we... TVA and all that's right there in Huntsville. Mm. Listen, one thing I was going to say. Are you familiar with the Big Spring Park?
No.
It's a beautiful park that's right there in downtown. And it's, you know, it's just a spring that comes from under the ground, which is probably, too, what the courthouse was under, because the courthouse and the Big Spring Park are just right there next to each other, and the spring has a fall, you know, constantly. There's a fall at the park, and that is coming from the spring, you know, which mm-hmm. is where I'm sure the court's sitting on.
Are there neighborhoods in Huntsville that can be identified with particular nationality groups? For instance, do the Germans live in one place, or are they scattered?
Not necessarily, other than I'd say the downtown area. The streets that are near the downtown area are mainly the people that have lived in Huntsville all their life. Other than that, no, there's no nationality that's going to stay right there. Other than that group of Huntsvillians that have been there all their life, then no, there's no distinction. Because like I was telling you, we had the Germans that lived, they're sprinkled sporadically throughout Huntsville.
Are religious groups at all centered in one area? Like, are Jewish people?
I'd say there are very few Catholics in the south, no, in that downtown area, because there are very few Catholics in Huntsville other than the people that have moved in. Mm-hmm. Very, very few Catholics. There was a Catholic school in Huntsville as I was growing up, St. Mary's, that only went through the 8th grade, and very, very, very small enrollment. And that was really, it's really strange now because they have, you know, several Catholic schools, but it's, I find that it's very hard to believe that when I was growing up, I was not around that many Catholics. To have been thrown around so many when I went to Jacksonville, because from Birmingham there were a lot of people from, you know, and there were so many Italians there, and then it just hit me, you know.